It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Magician Harry Albacker claimed to be born a few minutes after Houdini died in 1926. I'm trying not to laugh. Even suggesting that he was the reincarnation of the famed magician. His greatest claim to fame was not as a magician. He was known as the inventor of polka-dotted paint. Say what? Pop culture contributor Joe Woese joins us for a look at this little-known Pittsburgher. Hello, Joe.
Hi, nice to be back.
You really reached down deep into the Wayback Machine to come up with this guy, didn't you?
Yeah, this is one of those ones I was just sort of going through. I'm fascinated by Pittsburgh inventors and looking up some famous Pittsburgh inventions that maybe people have forgotten about. And when I came across polka-dotted paint, I said, well, this is a truly great Pittsburgh invention.
And how did he do that?
Well, it was actually an illusion. He had pulled this sort of from out of the past. It was an old magic trick, but he was very smart in the way he promoted it, because certainly, as we could obviously tell, there's no such thing as polka dotted paint. But he was able to get the public, and in particular the newspapers, the media, and paint companies to buy into this.
Now, where was Harry born exactly? You say he's from Pittsburgh.
He was born in Pittsburgh. The exact area, his life is really confusing.
Okay.
Because he would make up a lot of different things. He would claim to be born in Pittsburgh, but then if he was on tour, he might claim to be, oh, this is my hometown. So he was just kidding. But the one thing he did say that we know he was born in Pittsburgh, is he would say, the world is my stage, but Pittsburgh is my home. So he really had a love and passion for Pittsburgh. But even things like his birthday, he would build stories around it. The perfect example being what he said about Harry Houdini. Harry Houdini died on October 31st, Harry Albacker was actually born on April 25th, 1925. But that didn't stop the newspapers from celebrating his birthday on Halloween.
Did people buy into this idea that he was, you know, the reincarnation of Harry Houdini?
No, people didn't really buy into it. Newspapers would print it because it was a great headline. He also at one point claimed to be the reincarnation of P.T. Barnum. So he would latch on these ideas. He was just this great marketer from Pittsburgh. He was just this, not a well-known magician throughout the country. But
he did tour, and he did perform for five presidents.
He did. He did tour quite extensively, mostly nightclub acts. So he would do these nightclub acts, but then he got invited to perform at the White House, ended up performing for five different presidents, worked with their children, Caroline Kennedy being the perfect example of working closely with the children. And he would present gifts to the children he worked with, including the children at the White House.
And while at the White House, he gave Caroline Kennedy an unusual gift. What was that?
It was a very unusual gift. He claimed it was a beer-drinking, trumpet-playing rabbit.
Claimed it was.
Claimed it was.
So what did this rabbit
do? I'm
dying to know.
It did not play the trumpet.
The rabbit drank the beer.
It did drink the beer, but then I guess it was just too drunk to play the trumpet after that.
So the beer came out first, and then, oh, shoot, and I overdid it again.
It was removed by the Secret Service and taken to the Washington Zoo.
The beer was the rabbit or Harry?
The rabbit had to be escorted out.
Okay.
Harry was welcome back at the White House just about any time.
Well, that's good. And he used a lot of animals in his act. I understand several of them made headlines with their own disappearing act.
Yes, he would use these animals, particularly bunnies. He was well known for, making them appear and disappear. But he also had a pretty problematic habit of his animals disappearing on their own. He had a whistling guinea pig that disappeared while he was in North Carolina.
This was not part of the act.
This was not part of the act. It was gone for 7 days. Someone found it on the fairgrounds, and the airlines flew it back to Pittsburgh. It made national news, this airline flying back a guinea pig. He had
Oink Airlines.
He had a suitcase that he kept a pet python in that he used in his act. Someone stole the suitcase not knowing what was in it.
Oh, my gosh. And, well, that's what you get for stealing.
Opened it up, returned to the police. So he had a lot of these really, he had Big Daddy the Rooster vanished on him. My favorite.
Why were they always vanishing?
Part of it was publicity. Part of it was they would just run off.
Harry just had a hard time keeping track.
But his best one was in 1954 when he was performing in Ohio and his flea circus escaped. Now, for those who don't know what a flea circus is, it's actually done through magnets and an illusion. But he had convinced newspapers across the country that his fleas had actually escaped, and he was highly distraught. He actually called around to local kennels in Ohio to ask if any of their dogs might have some fleas that he could borrow.
Oh, gosh. It's Essential Pittsburgh, and our guest is Joe Woese, our culture contributor. We're talking about the renowned magician Harry Albacker, who was from Pittsburgh and claimed to be born a few minutes after Houdini died in 1926. So we talked about the polka dot paint. So I don't know if this was Harry's greatest trick or not. If not, what was his greatest trick?
Well, I think this was his greatest illusion.
Okay.
Because of the way he convinced the public. He said, I'm retiring from magic because I have created this great invention. He actually called a meeting at the Fort Pitt Hotel where he invited, you know, heads of the local paint companies, the newspapers, and he gave a demonstration and nothing happened. And they looked at the walls and said, well, where's the polka dot paint? And he says, oh, well, it takes 24 hours. You'll have to come back. when they came back, some of them did. He did an optical illusion. He did this wonderful illusion where he dipped the brush into the paint, painted the wall, and polka dots appeared. But it was an old magic trick. He actually got sued by another magician who claimed it was their act. It wasn't. It had been around for decades.
It was in the public domain.
It was in the public domain.
Who knew that magic tricks were in the public domain? But this one was. So I understand that he died in mid-performance, not unlike Houdini. Didn't Houdini die as a result of
immediately after a performance? Yes,
trick gone wrong.
His trick gone wrong on stage, and Albacker died on stage too. He was performing at a senior citizen center right here in Pittsburgh, and in the middle of his performance, he had a heart attack and died on stage. I sort of like to imagine all these senior citizens gather around waiting for him to reappear after the ambulance had taken him off. But the show must go on. You know, he was a performer to the very end, and you know, to die on stage,
literally,
I think, is what any of us dreads. And ultimately, though, it was a wonderful thing.
It might happen to me right in front of this microphone. in 10 seconds, what was his legacy to our region?
You know, Harry was well known by children throughout this city for decades, and I imagine there are many magicians who were inspired by him.
Joe Woese talking about the late magician Harry Albacker, who was from Pittsburgh and claimed to be the reincarnation of Harry Houdini. Joe Woese, as always, it's been a trip. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Check out segments at our website, WESA.FM. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.